Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, most gamers know that analysis paralysis can strike with even something as minor as what color eyebrows are you going to give your custom protagonist. This in mind, it's a wonder we make any progress at all, especially with 80-hour RPGs that frequently compel you to make difficult choices. Choosing whether or not to nuke a village of lazy orphans who've never lifted a finger to help you is one thing. Those freeloading orphans can look out for themselves. But when it's a choice between the deaths of two of your favorite characters, things can quickly get traumatizing. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 7 difficult RPG choices that completely broke you. Number 7. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Dragon Age Inquisition. Like many RPGs on this list, Dragon Age Inquisition is a game that has a ton of different choices that you'll need to be making. These game states depend not only on your choices during Inquisition, but in the 2 massive games that preceded it. As such, by the time you're forced to leave a companion behind in the otherworldly Fade, there are a few different choices you might need to make. Still, there's a good chance you'll be forced to pick between some stalwart companions. Alistair is a personal favorite from Dragon Age Origins, and then there's Hawk, who you literally played as for the entirety of the second game. Loghain is possibly a bit less beloved. He did betray you in Origins after all, but it's hard not to love anyone brought to life by voice actor Simon Templeman. There's tactical consideration here too, as Loghain is in charge of the Grey Wardens at this point in the story. However your world state ended up, it's no easy choice to sacrifice a companion to a giant mutant spider and cut their story short. Naturally, the only right solution here is to just play the series over and over and over and over. Number 6. Anti-Reverend Run. Fire Emblem Three Houses. Fire Emblem Three Houses rarely likes to make things easy for you. Even the first initial choice of what house you're actually going to go for is pretty excruciating. Should you then make the obviously correct choice of siding with Edelgard's "it's fine, they're just into genocide in a fun anime way" Black Eagle House, then you'll be faced with another doozy at the halfway point, where everyone's favorite edgelord asks you to rebel against the church you've been fighting alongside for the past several hours. Even if you did have some doubts about Rhea and the church's motives up to that point, it's a big ask for you to just totally turn on them when they have been fully positioned as a general force for good. This is one of Three Houses' themes, of course, and while it doesn't always succeed in fleshing out its factions, the ambition to present its conflicts as morally grey and a case of perspective is admirable. In retrospect, the correct choice is obviously to run away with Edelgard and destroy the church. Still, at the time, the decision feels monumental. I'm leaving that line in because this list was written by Nick Rubin and it's his baby, but personally, I sided with the church like a big goody-goody lame-o. It's okay, you can make fun of me in the comments. Number 5. Murder the children or nah? The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. The Witcher 3, with all its fantastical storytelling and magical beasts, did have a bit of a sadistic streak. Namely, it seemed to really enjoy torturing the player with horrific consequences for already difficult decisions. The Whispering Hillock mission, where Geralt has to decide whether to kill or release a potentially evil tree spirit, is one such choice. Now, this quest plays off an ingrained instinct that a lot of us have as RPG players, which is, if you're trying to go down the morally good path, then you generally want to save people, help people, seem like you're being a good guy. The game further subverts this by making the quest steps to release the tree spirit far more convoluted than just battering it with your swords. Having to go the extra mile makes it feel like the naturally correct path. Geralt's reward for this act of mercy? Some orphans get saved, sure, but you'll also have to deal with the murder of an entire village, plus the suicide of the Bloody Baron. Or you could go for the other option and let the orphans get eaten by the wood hags. Either way, you're in for some grim dark. Number 4. Morden, Mo Problems. Mass Effect 3. The Genophage, a horrific biological weapon used on the Krogan species to combat overpopulation, hung over the lore of Mass Effect like a black cloud through the entire series. In Mass Effect 2, we meet Morden, the Salarian scientist responsible for working on the project. Then in Mass Effect 3, we end up with one of the most difficult choices imaginable. You're actually able to cure the Genophage, but Morden's going to die in the process. There's a good chance that by this point you've got a couple of close Krogan companions whose lives will be seriously affected by this choice. Then there's Morden himself, a morally complex character who is nonetheless charming, hilarious, and absolutely steals any scene he's in. I mean, he is the very model of a scientist Salarian. Any way you slice it, you're going to end up losing a friend. Cheers, Mass Effect! It's a testament to the quality of Mass Effect's writing that it manages to make a galactic-level decision that affects millions of lives feel so personal by framing it through the perspective of individuals. Doesn't make it hurt any less, though. Number 3. The Wolf of Sparta. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. By the time our chosen protagonist meets their father figure Nikolaus in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, they've got an entire wax tablet's worth of reasons to Spartan kick him in the chest, straight off the hill he's standing on. Primarily, there's the fact that he tried to murder you and your sibling at the start of the game. Thanks, Dad! There's also the promise of a big chunk of change for the wolf's head, which is doubly tempting for a broke Mystios like your character. So it's up to you. Stab your dear old daddy and collect on 25 years of unpaid child support, or show the aging warrior some compassion. It's a seriously fraught character moment whichever route you choose, as vengeance has been a huge part of the protagonist's motivation up to this point. Still, with so many mysteries surrounding the game's story already, it might be best to at least get some answers first. Plus, there is the fact that maybe leaving Nikolaus to his guilt is probably vengeance in and of itself. Number 2. Spin the Bottle. Until Dawn. No Good Night Out features the choice of whether you have to kill yourself or your girlfriend. It just so rarely appears on those ideal date night lists. What to wear, where to eat, start slow on a beer, or get the shots in first thing, all valid choices. Put a bullet through your own head or live the rest of your miserable life in the knowledge that you saved your own cowardly skin by blasting the brains of your loved one all over the wall? Not ideal. Until Dawn, being the madcap feel-good fun fest that it is, makes this choice mandatory. Chris and Ashley are incapacitated, tied up, and Chris is given limited time to decide who lives and dies. Some plot spoilers have been unavoidable on this list, but I don't want to spoil exactly how this one plays out. I wouldn't want to ruin the opportunity for you to get extremely depressed over a video game, after all. In a game full of really difficult choices, this one in particular asks you to stare death right in the face. Or you could be a coward. That's fine too. Number 1. Farewell, Sweet Tizo. Pyre. Supergiant's third game, Pyre, was part visual novel, part sports sim. If that doesn't sound like your thing, don't worry. It's so well done and features such wonderful characters and writing, you'll be hooked right away. Pyre has a big cast, but you'll still get opportunities to know them all personally. Then when you reach the game's ending, you'll have to make a series of choices, which well could involve leaving a whole bunch of them behind in a permanent state of purgatory. So much of the emotion of Supergiant's games come from Darren Korb's beautiful soundtracks, and Pyre is no different. The ending theme wraps up your journey with lyrics about the characters that change based on which choices you make here. This can be great, or just rub it in, depending on how things went.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.